This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's off to Brown. Bridge is there. They hold it. They trample. It's over. The Knicks have won. What a comeback and a one win for New York.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. If you weren't sure what that was a call of the NBA playoffs, which we've opted out of this year, City of Philadelphia. But I got to tell you, Hugh, we'll get back everyone's phone calls on Brandon Graham. Did Eagles do enough to replace him? And of course, your guess is for Hugh's Clues. $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco today with some great clues out there for you ready. But Hugh, I didn't watch much of the NBA regular season compared to normal, right? The Sixers season was virtually over in November.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't choose to participate.
Yeah, no, really. We didn't. The Sixers certainly didn't. But as the playoffs started, I've checked back in and I've watched a decent amount. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good, the play so far. But what's caught my attention is, I don't know any other word to use. For me, I'm jealous. Hugh, I have jealousy watching the Knicks. Because two reasons. One, they're better than the Sixers. They beat them last year. And two, I wish those guys were here. I wish Jalen Brunson was a Sixer. I wish Josh Hart was a Sixer. Not only that they are Villanova guys, that's just a small part of it. The way they play, they were down 20 last night. You know, if the Sixers in the last few years were down 20 in Boston in a playoff game, what would they have done? Would they have come
folded
back?
Like a tent.
They would have rolled over. I mean, we saw it on Mother's Day 2 years ago. They would have rolled over and died. They had many games up there and against the Celtics in the recent years where they were close or they were down a little bit and they roll over and die. Meanwhile, I turned that game on last night. I'm like, oh, Celtics are going to blow them out. And then I'm like, oh, it's close. Now it's 9. Now it's 7. Now they're down 4. I was like, holy moly. Are they going to come back and win this game? And then they did in overtime. I am so jealous watching the NBA playoffs that, one, the Sixers aren't part of it. They're not even close to being part of things, and that the Knicks are 3 wins away from the Eastern Conference Finals. You get any emotion watching the Knicks do this? Because it's certainly, for me, jealousy.
A little bit of jealousy, because you're talking about a team in the Knicks that we played them pretty tough last year when we were healthy.
Yep.
And now you look at what they're being able to do, Carl Anthony Towns there, Jalen Brunson, and those guys, man. Jalen, remember last year in that series against the Knicks, against the Sixers? Everybody talked about he wasn't a star.
Yeah, he's a star.
He's a star now. Like, he's not a star. He's just a try-hard. He's a try-hard star now.
He's
like,
try-hard that scores 40 points every big game.
Yeah, and to have that kind of cachet and to fight through that 20-point deficit and bring him back to win in Boston, that's phenomenal. Against the defending champs.
I know.
Man, come on. Come on.
Yeah, I just have every time they win a game, I'm jealous. I'm jealous that we don't have players that play like them, that play with the heart they have, and then they're just better. I mean, obviously they were better last year and they beat the Sixers, and now they're back while the Sixers season was over in November. Kyle, the emotion as the Knicks go up 1-0 on this. I mean, it's a lose-lose when those two teams play each other, but I don't know. I mean, it'd just make more sense if the Celtics just beat them up.
I totally agree. I'm past the point of jealousy. Like, the Sixers have dunked this entire season. They've gotten past the second round, and God knows how long. Can't even count anymore how many years it's been. But, like, I guess, so I'll say I'm jealous of everybody that's in the playoffs right now because yep. I at least prefer having my team with a chance. And in the postseason, as small as that chance might be, I'm just annoyed at this point. Like, I need Boston to win the series. And I know that might anger some people who've been around watching the Sixers for a long time. And I know a lot of people grew up hating Boston and stuff. I have more hatred for the Knicks right now than I do Boston. I think I equate it to, it reminds me of last year in the Super Bowl when I need the Chiefs to beat the Niners. The Niners pissed me off so much. But like, they were so annoying.
The Chiefs thing.
The Chiefs were already great. They were already at the top. They're like a dynasty. They're the best team. I couldn't have had the Niners beat them too. And then it's like, wow, the Niners passed us. They also beat the Chiefs that like we couldn't. And now it's both of them above us. Like, I need Boston to take the Knicks out. I cannot have the Knicks beat the Celtics in this series and double the amount of pain that I have.
Well, guess what's about to happen, though? Knicks are going to win.
No, they're not. No.
I don't think so either.
No, Boston's going to win the series.
I agree with Kyle. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
But
the Knicks were lucky. First of all, Boston, the brand of basketball Boston plays annoys the living crap out of me.
They're 20 and they're bombing threes.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But like, they're not going to miss that amount of threes again in the series, I don't think. That was a bad performance
they missed
by them.
Like, and they 53 pointers.
Yeah, and they barely lost in overtime.
Yeah.
Like, they should shred the Knicks the rest of the way. And I'm happy for that.
But just the fact that the Knicks have a shot is so, I'm jealous.
It is. It's annoying.
Well, it's the combination. It's not just the franchise. That's the rivalry thing. It's the fact that I like the way they play.
They play gritty. They play tough.
They play with heart.
And
everyone listening knows the Sixers would have rolled over in that same spot. They've done it many times.
I think as a Philadelphian, at least my age, I have much more disdain for the city of New York than I do Boston.
Yeah, and then they came back.
Because the Boston stuff was years.
New York's our rival in every sport.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see New York fans happy.
And meanwhile, Boston, it's not really in football.
The Mets just took us out of the playoffs last year. The Knicks did the year before, the Sixers. Like, enough with the New York stuff. I can't take it.
I watched it last night. I was like, oh, jeez. I mean, I agree with you in the point of it's just easier if the Celtics win that series. 215-592-9494. We also had an update on the other winter team here who has not been relevant for a while. Kyle, we didn't have good luck in the lottery last night.
We did not. Mm. I mean, Bad luck. They had the fourth worst record in the league, ended up with the sixth pick. Now, I don't think it's... I know people are freaking out because they wanted at least... would I have liked a better pick than six? Absolutely. I would have loved to win the damn lottery. But I don't think the Flyers necessarily dropped out of a tier of players. Like, there was tier one, which maybe the top two guys in this draft are. That would have been great to have.
Okay.
But I still think they're in that, tier two of they could get a pretty damn good player.
All right.
At six. And the teams ahead of us, I think, have very different needs, some of them at least, than the Flyers. So I think there's still a world here where we end up with the guy that we want.
All right. Well, that's good news. But I was hoping for the top pick. I mean, that would have been fun if we got the number one pick. 215-592.
The Sixers got us, though. They'll get flag.
Are we getting flag? When's the lottery? Next week? NBA draft lottery? I think it is next Monday or Tuesday night, the NBA draft lottery. Boy, if we get Cooper flag, that. If there's something that could rejuvenate me again for the Sixers.
It's May 12th, Monday. Yeah.
Well, we've had luck with one Cooper in draft recently. Let's get another Cooper. 215-592-9494. Are you reacting to all this? Brandon Graham, have the Eagles done enough this offseason to replace him, both from on the field and off the field perspective? Your guess is for Hughes' clues. Hugh, why don't you update everyone just what those first two clues were so far?
First two?
Yeah, what were they?
This was a teammate of Brandon Graham.
All right, that didn't narrow it down.
And he was featured in a famous Maurice call.
Okay, there are your clues. $100 gift card on the line. You think you're real funny over there.
No, I just, funny. I'm just laughing because of all the names I'm getting called when I say that. I'm probably, idiot and great clues and your clues.
Four-letter words, all that kind of stuff. All right, as well, the Knicks beating the Celtics last night, and just the Knicks' success. What's the emotion you have? I mean, it's just, to me, I'm just jealous. I wish the Sixers played like them. And I wish the Sixers had this kind of success they're having. And those players. I wish Brunson was here. Brunson would have been one of the most popular players in this town the minute he got here if he was. Instead, he's a Knick. All right, let's go to John, who's up next on WIP. Hey, John.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, John, what's going on?
I don't think they've gotten enough good players for the D-line to help out. I think they're going to need more help.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I feel similar. Brandy. Yeah, John. It just feels thin. Like they have good players, obviously. I mean, they have Jalen Carter and they have, they have enough good players when you add in what they have on the edge with Nolan Smith, but they're just not as deep as they were a year ago. Not even close.
Yeah. I do have a guess. I think maybe Derek Barnett, who caught the strip sack.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
Yes, very good one, John. It's a good guess. It's not it. Yes, he did. He did fall on that football. Barnett made some plays in that postseason.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I saw that strip sack when he fell on that thing,
yeah.
and they were celebrating that thing. Yeah.
You know, Barnett is a weird player where he peaked as a rookie. I mean, like, he actually, I forget the number now, but I think he had 5.5 or 6.5 sacks as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He had a strip sack of Case Keenum in the title game, or he hit his arm in the title game in a big play, and then he recovered the fumble, and then he never did anything worth noting in Philadelphia again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That happens once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, you play your best as a rookie, and then for whatever reason, you don't do much after that. I was actually a Barnett fan the first year, and then... stop being one.
Broke Reggie White's sack record.
Well, how do we forget?
Yeah, I remember that.
Can you imagine the things Hugh said about him?
What do you mean?
You defend Bryce Huff.
No, I mean, like, he could play. Yeah, I especially talking about
six
seasons.
Yeah, it would have been so casual.
Yeah, it'd have been like a 6-sack season. Yeah, I would have believed in him. No question.
Yeah, I mean, you did drop earlier in the show that you kind of threw Bryce Huff back in the mix.
Yeah, he has to be.
He does not.
He got $50 million. He has to be.
He had $50 million last year, and he barely was in the team photo.
Yeah, he got to get in the team photo this year. He got to do better, man.
I do wonder what it's like this year for him, because if it doesn't happen now, it's probably never.
It's probably not going to happen. I think he bounces back. I do. I think he has a bounce back year.
When you say that, you envision 10 sacks or you envision 4?
I'd say 10.
10?
I'd give him 10. He had a 10-sack season with the Jets. It's not far-fetched.
No, well, by that way of framing it, it's not. But then last year, they wouldn't put him on the field.
Well, that's the thing, Joe. Got to get him on the field. You got to get on the field.
There's that why, though. Like, why they
looked
at him.
Maybe because he couldn't pick up what they were putting down. Hopefully this offseason with him being here and being around the other guys, you know, he can get that monkey off his back.
Yeah, it's actually one of the more interesting stories as we get towards the summer and when we get to training camp and all that. Can he actually be a player? Because last year, because they were so good, it kind of was pushed in the background.
He didn't catch that much heat.
No.
But this year, like, man, the dude got $50 million. He got to do something. You got to do something.
You can give him extra money if he's not any good. It's not going to make him any better. All I know is they have a bigger need now. Like, last year, they could kind of get away with just hiding him. It's going to be a big story this summer. Can they get anything out of him? Brian's in Maryland. Hey, Brian.
Hey, I just tuned in. I hear you guys talking about the Knicks, and
yeah.
I don't understand why that's even a conversation. I don't want to be the Knicks, even right now. I'm a huge Sixers fan. I think the Sixers are awful. But 45 three-pointers the Celtics missed, and Jason Tatum couldn't hit anything down the stretch, and they almost won the game. Almost won the game.
Right.
They're never gonna play that bad again against the Knicks.
Probably not. And I still think, Brian, the Celtics probably win the series. I watched a team against the Celtics play with heart. And we don't do that, Brian. If we're down 20, we watched it 2 years ago on Mother's Day in the game 7, we would have rolled over and just died.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with that point. I'm just saying, like, all they gave up for Mikal Bridges, do you think Mikal Bridges is that he might as well be a little bit of an upgrade over Tobias Harris, in my opinion.
Well, he did make the defensive play to finish the game last night. I mean, he did steal the ball from Jaylen Brown to win the game.
Right, but also from Joe Mazzulla, who does an inbounds pass that has Jaylen Brown, who's smaller than Bridges, backpedaling and have to catch the ball and shoot it in the air and not get it deflected?
Yeah,
or
I get it. Brian, I get it. It was a bad Celtics night. I'm just saying, why can't we have one of those nights? Why can't we do that to them?
I mean, they have in the past. Embiid in the playoffs at that three-pointer to win a game. But other than that, I mean, they're as soft as you can be.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And that's really more my jealousy. Now, I don't think the Knicks are going to win the NBA Finals or anything. It's just like the way they play. I wish the Sixers players could play like that.
They might beat the Celtics.
Why are you doing that?
I'm just saying, has stranger things happen? Mm. I'm sorry, Brian. You got it. My fault.
If the Knicks drew the Pacers, I'd pick the Pacers to beat the Knicks right now.
Well, they beat them last year, yeah. So, and the Pacers,
right.
They already took game one against Cleveland.
Yeah, I just think the Knicks play hard, but they're not going to win anything. And I, at this point, as a Sixers fan, I don't even need just play hard. We need to win.
Well, so I want something. I'm jealous watching the NBA playoffs because, well, first of all, I missed the Sixers in it, as bad as the season was, and I'm jealous that all these teams have passed them, and I don't even know when we're going to recover from all this unless we win the lottery and get flag.
I agree. I think you need to move on from Embiid and take whatever you can get now.
I agree. All right, Brian, what are you thinking for Hughes Clues? You got a guess for us?
I just tuned in, so I haven't even heard the clues.
All right, let me give them to you quick. I'll give you a shot here. Teammate of Brandon Graham, and he was featured in one of Merrill Reese's famous calls. Who's the player?
Ronald Darby.
Ronald Darby. Brian, appreciate
it. That's not the pocket guess. Yeah.
Yeah, well, did Ronald Darby have a famous call? I'm blanking on the Ronald Darby call. Maybe I'm not thinking right. All right, Tasty Cake Dom is on the phone here. He had to pull over. I'm glad he's making a safe phone call. What's up, Tasty Cake Dom?
Joe, Hugh, how are you?
What's going
good,
on, man?
Good, Dom. What's
first
up?
First time calling to you guys, but I listened. I was on my way to the doctor's, and I had to call on you. Joe, under no circumstance can you root for the Celtics ever. It's just a violation down to our core.
Well, but Dom, there's no good answer here. If you're not rooting for the Celtics, the Knicks are going to win.
Because here's the reason.
Okay.
Joe, here's the reason.
Listening.
The Knicks are run by two South Jersey kids. The Knicks are run by a guy that I went to high school with that grew up wanting to be Dr. J.
Who is that? Leon?
William Wesley.
Oh, William. I think meant Leon Rose. I was going to say, I don't know.
Leon Rose could become
Dr. J.
I don't know him. I've known William Wesley since I was 10 years old.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And there is no bigger Sixer fan in the universe. There is no bigger Eagles fan in the universe. There's no bigger, you know, he grew up like us. So, and then you got the Villanova fact.
Well, that's true.
Am I allowed to
be jealous of the Knicks, though? Can I be? I'm jealous that we don't have Brunson and we don't have those guys.
But, Joe, if you look at the core, there is no team in history that stood in our way more times than the Boston Celtics.
Well, that's for sure. And they continue to. They're still the best.
And they always got some Rick Roby or they have a goon that is a cheap shot guy. So, you know, under no circumstances for me, I'm 60 years old. Under no circumstances for me can we ever root for the Boston Celtics.
Well, Did you hear that, Kyle? Dom put his foot down.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot have the Knicks win this series. I can't have it.
And what, Kyle, is your appeal for those Green Devils?
Well, it's not an appeal for the Celtics. It's not an appeal. It's a disdain for the Knicks. It's like if I had to pick between the Giants or the Cowboys, I'd rather the Giants who stink. Like sometimes you have to make tough decisions, right? And I never want to see the Giants succeed.
The
I never want to see the Cowboys succeed. If they play each other and the Cowboys are more in our way for the division, then I'd rather the Giants win. That doesn't mean I like the Giants or I have an appeal for the Giants. I just would rather see the Cowboys lose. Sometimes I got to pick, man. I'm picking the Knicks to lose.
Kyle, we had to endure Markelle Fultz because of the Boston Celtics.
That's probably more because of us. I mean, some of these are self-inflicted.
But Tatum did end up there with a trade. I mean, we traded up.
Right, but that, we didn't have to do that.
Danny Ainge is a rat. I agree with that, Dom. Dom, we
am I out of line, Hugh? Am I out of line?
Is he out of line, Hugh?
I don't think so.
No, I think a lot of people are probably where you are at, Dom, and that I'm out of line, but I can't help the way I feel. I'm sorry.
I mean, Bird, that rat. Is there a more classy athlete in the history of sports than Julius Erving?
No.
And Bird attacked them.
I didn't watch either of them, so.
Well, yeah, that's true. Dom, good phone call, man. Call again. We appreciate you listening. Dom was mad at you.
Yeah.
And listen, I can't, you can't help when jealousy happens. Yeah. It's a feeling. I'm jealous. You're annoyed.
I'm just annoyed, man. I'm tired of it. Plus, like, another thing is, and some of this stuff is personal. I think one of the biggest reasons, I'll compare it to a Cowboys thing again. Mm. One of the biggest reasons I hate the Cowboys more than almost anything is because of the Cowboys fans here.
You're right.
In Philly. They annoy me on a personal level.
Yep.
I have a friend who's a big Knicks fan.
Oh, so he's bothering you?
Big Mets fan, too. Mm. I can't.
Oh, it's a double whammy in the last year.
I can't take it.
Yeah, you had to deal with the playoff thing last year. That's a double playoff. Yeah. You got to get a new friend. I mean, that's the bottom line.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you got to do that. All right, we have some news here, Hugh. How about this?
What you got?
Well, the Wells Fargo Center is being renamed. How about this?
To what?
It's going to be renamed the Xfinity Mobile Arena starting on September 1st. It was announced today by Comcast, Spectacor, and Harris Blitzer Sports Entertainment. The name change will run through the 2030-31 seasons, and new signage will be installed on September 2nd. So just in time for the next basketball and hockey season starting next fall, the Sixers and Flyers will play in the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
That's pretty cool.
Do you have any...
So they're staying, number one.
Well, they got to 2031 with that naming rights there. Here's my question. You know how sometimes when arenas are... This happens every few years, right? Teams change the name or the naming rights. There's like a name attached. Like Lincoln Financial Field very naturally became
The Link.
Citizens Bank Park became The Bank. Is there a natural thing here? Is it X Arena?
Mm-mm.
You don't like that?
No, you're just probably going to say Xfinity Mobile Arena.
It doesn't flow.
It doesn't, but that's what it is, right?
Well, I'm trying to see if there's anything natural tie in here.
Because we have Xfinity Mobile Lounge, right?
We do right out in the hallway, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
we call that X Lounge?
Do we?
No, we don't. I made that up.
Yeah. I mean, no, it doesn't. It's nothing that flows.
All right, but now there's a new spot. It's the same spot, but it's now will be called the Xfinity Mobile Arena starting on September 1st. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Sean, who's up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call and say, agree with Hugh here with his the Thundercats. You know, I think they're going to take up the mantle that Brandon Graham has left. I think we have to rely on his teachings and his, you know, the spirit that he brought to the team. And, you know, I think they're going to pick up right where he left off. And I think they have plenty on that team to pick up where he left off. So.
Well, they do have a lot. I mean, they have a lot of – the defense still has a lot of good players. They're just so young, Sean. Like, it's startling when you look at their depth chart and you look at the ages. Like, Zach Bond at 28, I believe, is the only one over 26. I don't know if I've ever seen an Eagles defense this young.
But the youth on the defense is what really helped. Yes, Brandon Graham and the veteran level that he provided to that team. But, you know, your Cooper DeJean's, your – Quinyon Mitchell's, like, these guys, like, really made the difference. And even having that 1 year with Brandon Graham, like, I feel like they're just going to pick up right where, you know, where he wants them to be. So.
Well, I hope you're right. And if they are, we know they're talented. They can win a lot of football games this way with Vic Fangio. All right, Sean, what's your guess for Hughes Clues to try to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco?
It's got to be the nemesis. It's got to be Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is a great – no one thought of an opponent. Sean,
out-of-the-box one.
Not
like it,
but Sean had our most creative answer so far.
And he is featured in the Brandon Graham strip sack call of Merrill. I mean
– they were teammates?
It's a great guess. Michigan.
Were they? They were teammates?
Well, no, I guess maybe not.
Well, no, they weren't. Because Brady came out of school in 1999.
But I like where his head was at.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess. It's not a bad guess. I just, you know.
No, good on you to reinforce the clues. They were not teammates.
Yeah.
Brandon had a lot
teammate
of teammates.
Teammate of Brandon Graham.
Way to put your foot down.
Yeah. Every now and then I have to, you know, get heavy handed with these.
So I have to ask you guys a question. What's your favorite name the arena's ever been? So what have we had? We had was it the Core States Arena? It was Wachovia.
I grew up on Wachovia.
I still call it Wachovia every now and then, and people are like, what are you talking about?
There was another one.
First Union Center.
Union,
yeah.
And then most recently, obviously, the Wells Fargo Center. Yeah. And now we're going to the Xfinity
Mobile Lounge.
Not the Mobile Lounge.
The Mobile Lounge is out there.
There's something very not intimidating about coming into the Xfinity Mobile Lounge. No, the arena.
Yeah, this is our house, the Mobile Lounge.
Yeah.
Bring your cell phone.
So what's your favorite one? Wachovia?
First Union.
First Union's old school.
First Union old school.
Yeah. I'm at the First Union Center. 215-592-9494. All right. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right. Your phone calls we get back. Brandon Graham, have the Eagles done enough to replace him this offseason? Really hit me yesterday. Just everything they're losing with Brandon Graham as we went through BG Day here. And, of course, BG Live last night. What a great day for WIP and everyone in this fan base. All right, coming up next, your third clue for Hughes Clues. And, boy, does everyone need it. And what Doug Peterson said while on the afternoon show yesterday about Jalen Hurts, who he was here and helped develop when he was the head coach of the Eagles. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again. Time to take a break from talking about bacon to share some of my grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season, people. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They got Tuscan herb, that is, people. Honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. I don't know what you're going to do because, like I said, there's so many flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.